I'm Cecilia. We're in East Ham, but we're Upton Park end of East Ham. So we're very close to the Bowling Ground, where West Ham United played for 112 years. I've lived here for 23 years. My children have grown up going to school in the shadow of West Ham football ground, and they're all West Ham fans, all of my children, but my boys have got season tickets and they go every match day. They didn't always have season tickets, but when they were growing up as little kids, we used to love when West Ham were playing, and then we'd go out in the garden every time we could hear a bit of excitement, and then we'd hear the roar of a cheer, big roar of the crowd. When West Ham said they were going to move, you know, I thought, wouldn't it be great to have a Bowling Heritage Society, a sort of a society that remembers, you know, 112 years of what was happening in this area. We haven't quite got there yet, but when West Ham United said they wanted to take the Bobby Moore statue, which stands at the corner of Green Street and Barking Road, I was just gobsmacked. I thought, how can they take everything? How can they remove the whole history of 112 years? We had the campaign to save the statue, which was a 2-year-long campaign supported by local councillors. And it was last May, actually, that the decision was finally taken that the statue should stay where it was. So we had a big celebration, because the day the decision was made, it was the day that England were playing in the World Cup. And we went to the pub to watch it. It was a really lovely evening. We had the decision at the council that the statue could stay. And then we all marched down Barking Road with our banners to the Bowling pub and watched the England game, which was won, which was a great night. And actually, our local councillor put some red and white balloons up by the statue, and we all went and cheered at the statue after England won. And it was great because Bobby Moore, you know, that's commemorates the World Cup win of 1966. So we were full of hope that night.